Halloween, October 31st, is a time to wear spooky costumes and tell scary stories. Perhaps the scariest tale was told on Halloween Eve in 1938 when a radio drama spread panic along the U.S. East Coast.
Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've been described. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It's rising up now and the crowd falls back.
As actors all too skillfully performed H.G. Wells' story, War of the Worlds, which he had written four decades earlier in 1898, many listeners completely fell for the story that Martians were invading New Jersey. People hid in cellars and packed their cars to flee. So we got to wondering, could the same thing happen today? Not likely on radio, of course, which has a fragmented audience and airs few dramas these days, but suppose a diabolical television producer or internet website assembled convincing actors, created believable video footage, and added the kind of breathless reporting that Orson Welles and his Mercury Theater troupe used to stunning effect way back when. Today, we'd probably laugh at the notion that Martians were coming, but what if the invaders were ruthless terrorists? And, as in 1938, we tuned in a tad late and missed the announcement that this was all make-believe. Would we cower under our beds? Probably not. We're more worldly these days, more skeptical. We've seen so many action thrillers that we would take it for granted that this was merely another one. And we'd quickly switch to a news source we trusted and see that nobody else was bothering to cover this catastrophe. Besides, terrorism is such a real menace in our world today that TV producers and popular websites would never dare toy with our nerves on a subject so chilling. Would they? I'm Ted Lanfair.